Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah, we welcome you. Now just, I want you to just welcome the Holy Ghost for the next few moments. Lift your voices, pray in other tongues, invite the Holy Spirit. Come Holy Ghost, come and fill your church, come and touch your people, come and fill us with your presence, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you Holy Ghost, we welcome you. Come and touch our heart, Spirit of God. Come reveal your truth. Come and fill the house with your glory. Come and transform us, Lord, into your image and your likeness. We thank you to illuminate us, enlighten us, and empower us through your word. And everybody said amen. And amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you today. I've entitled my message, We Are His Inheritance. I want you to look with me firstly at Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 9 and verse 23, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. Who are the vessels of mercy? It's you and I. Hallelujah. That he might make known the riches of his glory, the fullness of his glory, the treasures of his glory, the values, the benefits, the promises, the blessings of his glory, that he might make it known to you on the vessels of mercy which he had prepared beforehand for his glory. Everybody say, I have been prepared for this. I'm just so excited. The more I pray, the more excited I get about the time we are living in. The more I thank God. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was a young Christian, I used to say, Lord Jesus, why wasn't I born when you were still on the earth? Well, it would have been wonderful if I could walk with Jesus and be with Jesus and see the things of Jesus. And one day a friend said to me, but what if you were one of the unbelievers? I said, oh Lord, then maybe not. Amen. Because I realized I would have been a Gentile. Amen. Amen. But thank God that I'm born in such a time as this. Tell your neighbor, this is the most glorious time in church history to be alive. Because God is preparing the earth to church for an end time revival. For a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. And everything has been set in order. And the final move of God is the glory of God filling the earth. Amen. Filling his church. And I want you to be ready. Amen. I want to encourage each and every one of you. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Prepare yourself in the Spirit. Amen. Maybe go home and do what I do. Set your alarm clock on an hour and pray in the Holy Ghost for an hour. Hallelujah. When I heard a man of God did that, I said, man, I'm going to do it. And I went home and I set my alarm clock on an hour. And I started praying in the Holy Ghost. And after a while, I was convinced I prayed right past my alarm clock. I haven't heard it. When I opened my eyes, it was only 7 minutes past. Amen. And then I kept praying the Holy Ghost. And then I kept praying. And the next moment, I remember that I didn't feed my fish. Amen. But I refused to go feed them. I kept praying in the Holy Ghost. And after a while, I remembered there's something that I need to write down quickly. That I need to do tomorrow. How many of you know that when you start praying the Spirit, your mind will fight you? Amen. Because the things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. But I just kept praying. I just kept praying in the Holy Ghost. Just kept praying in the Spirit. And after about 20 minutes, I started hearing that my tongue is changing. Amen. There was an inspiration behind my tongue. And after about a half an hour, I started feeling like a power come. Amen. And after about 40 minutes, I tell you what, I was praying the Holy Ghost, and it was just revelation on revelation on revelation. And it was just awesome. And I was praying the Holy Ghost. And the next moment, I was praying, and the alarm went off, and I couldn't stop. Amen. I felt like a locomotive was going. Amen. That's what the Bible says. You get invigorated in your spirit. Hallelujah. You get edified. You get empowered. And I would encourage you to start doing that. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't be intimidated if your mind wants to switch off. Let it. Just keep your spirit man focused on God. Hallelujah. If you need to put a bit of worship music in the background. Amen. I like putting instrumental music in the background while I pray so that I don't get distracted by the words. Amen. Because sometimes it takes little things to distract you. Amen. And you can just get focused. And I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost will start showing you things to come. Amen. And we need to start practicing His presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, that was for free. Hallelujah. But I want to speak to you today about we are His inheritance. The Bible speaks of the mighty God having an inheritance. And I find it absolutely incredible that the Bible tells us that the inheritance of God is His people. Hallelujah. God refused to take the world or material things as His inheritance. He made His people His inheritance. The Bible says, Deuteronomy 32, verse 9, for the Lord's portion is His people. Jacob is the place of His inheritance. Proverbs 8, 31, rejoicing in His inhabited world, and my delight is with the sons of men. Hallelujah. You know, the Greenpeace people want to tell you, God delights in the whales, and He delights in the rhinos, but He delights in His people. Hallelujah. Psalm 16:3, as for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. Hallelujah. John 13:1, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them till the end. Hallelujah. Psalm 135:4, for the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself, Israel for His special treasure. So God is saying to you today, you are His special treasure. You are His inheritance. It's a truly amazing expression that not only do saints have an inheritance in God, but God has an inheritance in them. Hallelujah. It's an overwhelming thought, isn't it? That this great God should deem Himself the richer for our faith and our love and our worship. Hallelujah. And so today I pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened. The Bible says that the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints might be revealed. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you belong to God. You are His inheritance. Hallelujah. Think of that. God has everything. He has all glory. He has all honor. He has all power. But yet there's something that He needs. You say needs? Yes. Something that He needs, namely vessels. Hallelujah. As the sun needs earth to shine on, so the Lord needs vessels to fill. Hallelujah. Vessels through which His glory may be revealed. Vessels through which the riches of His grace may be lavished. Hallelujah. On whom He might lavish all His abundant glory. Hallelujah. That we should be to the praise of His glory, the Bible says. Hallelujah. And so God has set us apart to experience His glory. And as I said, it's the most amazing thing that I'm alive at such a time as this. Now I'm thanking God. Thank you, Lord, that I wasn't born 40 years ago. Lord, the Azusa revival was great, but this is greater. Hallelujah. This is marvelous what God has planned. His desire is for His glory to rest on His church. The more I pray about it, the more I become convinced that when he's coming back for a glorious church, it's a church that's going to be glorious for a period of time on the earth. For such a period that all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God that rests on his church before he takes us. Hallelujah. Man, the church, the world has seen the church in various states of repair over the last 2,000 years. But the earth is going to see the glorious church. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, we're going to be perfected. Amen. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Hallelujah. We are his inheritance. You are the inheritance of God. Now, when you think about that, an inheritance is for possession. If you're God's inheritance, it's so that he can possess you. Amen. It's so that he can, an inheritance is something that you enter into. What's the use of having an inheritance but you don't go and live there? Amen. It's something that you enter into. It's something that you go and live in. It's something that you go and enjoy. Hallelujah. It's somewhere where you are pleased to be. Hallelujah. And so we are his inheritance. And when I look about this, five things that I want to share about you about God's inheritance. Firstly, God purposed to have such an inheritance. The Bible says in Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people who he has chosen as his own inheritance. You did not choose him. The Bible says he chose you. Hallelujah. He chose you for his own inheritance. And that's the same scripture, basically same truth that 1 Peter 2 verse 9 speaks of. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, set apart that you might show forth his glory. Hallelujah. We are chosen. Amen. He has purposed it so. Hallelujah. You not just happen to be in the way. He handpicked you. No man can come to God unless the Spirit draws him. Hallelujah. God, the second truth is that God has purchased his people as an inheritance. You didn't come cheaply. Before the foundations of the earth, God set his heart on having us for himself. Amen. Think of it, the all-wise, all-knowing, all-seeing God saw you and chose you for his inheritance. He didn't only purchase us from death, but for himself. You know, the church has been so focused on what he took us from. No, we need to be focused on what he took us for. Hallelujah. I'm here for him. Come on, lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm here for you. Hallelujah. I'm here for you. I'm here for your glory. I'm here for your presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts 20:28, the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. I am purchased possession. Hallelujah. I've been bought. Amen. I'm not on loan. Amen. Hallelujah. What's this other thing when they give money and you on, you know, huh? Lay-by. Yeah. I'm not on lay-by. I have been bought. I belong. Amen. I've been purchased. I am his. I've been paid for. Hallelujah. Amen. The third truth is that God comes and dwells in the midst of his inheritance. Hallelujah. Just like the Bible tells us in the Old Testament that Jehovah came and tabernacled amongst his people, so the end time move is going to be the tabernacle of God. The glory of God dwelling with his people. Hallelujah. Amen. Tabernacle with us. Be in us and upon us. Hallelujah. Know you not that you are the temples of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you? And then the Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 2, you shall receive power and the Holy Ghost comes upon you. I mean, the glory is a place of power. Amen. When the glory is there, there's power there. I was, now just a little while ago, I was preaching at Pastor Jimmy's conference. And as I came out, a man came running up to me with a handkerchief. And I was sweating. And he said to me, Pastor Johnny, wait. I need some of that anointing. And he gave me his cloth and he put it on me. Then I took it from him and I said, okay, I'll wipe my face with this thing. Amen. And he said, I need that anointing. I see the glory of God. He says, I'm taking this. My sister is in a coma. She's been in coma for 2 months. And I'm taking this anointing. You know, I'd walk past many people in the parking lot. Only he. And he came and he took that cloth. And that night he came to tell us that he went there. He laid that cloth on his sister. She came out of a coma. They took the stuff off her. And the doctor said 2 days later, she can go home. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. This dimension of the glory is the dimension of the power of God because He dwells in the midst. It's a place where all things become possible. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It's His mighty anointing. I tell you, when it's the power of God, it's very easy. It's not you. It's not how hard you can pray. It's just about you carrying the glory. About you being aware of His presence. Amen. He dwells in the midst of His inheritance. Everybody say, I am God's inheritance and He dwells on me. Amen. The fourth truth about God's inheritance is that He beautifies His inheritance. Hallelujah. Just like us, when you take possession of a new house, you beautify it. You do everything to make it valuable. You go in there, you clean it, don't you? You go cut out all the bush. Amen. You get rid of all the rodents. Hallelujah. You clean it out. You paint it out. You put new windows, new doors. You beautify it. Put new tiles. Hallelujah. Upgrade the bathrooms. Glory to God. Build on a kitchen. Build on another bedroom. Amen. Hallelujah. You beautify it. You make it more and more valuable. That's what the Holy Ghost does when He comes to beautify us. Hallelujah. And you look more and more beautiful. You look more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, flash your eyes at your neighbor. Says, I look like this because of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Hallelujah. Thank God the Holy Ghost is on me to complete the work. Somebody say amen. He's conforming us. How does He change us from glory to glory? Well, He conforms us into the image of Jesus. Because Jesus is the express image of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So He changes us. He transforms us. God will not be satisfied until His church is glorified. Man, there's a poem in there somewhere. God will not be satisfied until His church is glorified. Amen. God will not be satisfied until you are glorified. Hallelujah. He's on you to perfect you. The perfect Holy Ghost is on you to work perfectly on you until you are perfected into the perfect image that He has perfectly planned for your perfect glorification. Hallelujah. How awesome is our God. I don't know about you. How many of you have given up on yourselves a few times along your Christian walk? You say, Lord, just leave me here. Amen. This is too hard. Leave me here. Let the others go on, Jesus. How many of you have ever just sometimes said, Lord, I've had enough, just kill me and take me today? Amen. Well, thank God he's busy killing us. Amen. But thank God I've already died also. I'm a new man in Christ. So the glory can't kill me. It can only revive me and strengthen me and equip me. Amen. But thank God that he is here to beautify us, to conform us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And the Bible says, I kind of, 1 John 3:2 says something, and I used to always read it in the historical sense. It says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. I used to always say, when he appears, then we'll be like him. But maybe it means, once we like him, he will appear. Because he's coming back for a glorious church. Woo! Lord Jesus. Karabaki Samandaya. Hey! Say your neighbor, he's busy glorifying me. Amen. When the glory comes, when the Spirit of God comes, you change drastically from glory to glory into his image and into his likeness. Hallelujah. He's busy beautifying me. Amen. It's amazing how you can see Christians, beautiful people. You know, I was just saying the first service, we go to an airport. You've never been that country, land the airport. A lot of people you don't see, but you can see them, the Christians. You see them, bang, 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 bang. They're shining. Amen. There's something about them. It's the glory. Hallelujah. The end time church is going to shine so much. You're going to shine so much with the glory of God. People are going to come running to you and say, I want what you have. Because the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how we're going to see multitudes saved, multitudes brought into the kingdom. Amen. Because they're going to come to the brightness of your rising. Hallelujah. They're going to be perfected. Man, when I was praying, just yesterday I was praying and thanking God for the church and for all that he's doing. And as I was praying, God's reminding me again that we're going to see the church step into complete healing. The whole body of Christ. Hallelujah. Perfectly whole church. People coming. Corporate healing. Wholeness coming. Hallelujah. Being strengthened. Being revived. Being equipped to such a point that you'll be like Moses, the Bible says, who was 120, but his eye was not dim. His ear was not heavy. He was fit and flourishing. Hallelujah. He had the power of God. Listen, the church of Christ is about to be glorified, is about to be equipped, is about to be filled with his presence and his power. Hallelujah. Until when you need to go, it's going to be because your time is up, not your body. Hallelujah. As I was praying about that, the Lord is showing me how the Spirit of God renews you. They will mount up with eagles. And then the Bible says he renews your strength like the youth. I said, Lord, if you keep doing that, we'll never die. I said, Lord, can it be that we're just going to go from glory to glory? And I remember this appointed for men wants to die. So he said, no, just your time will be up. That's it. Amen. You'll fulfill your race. Hallelujah. Listen, if you run a race, you don't have to die to get out of the race. You just go over the winning mark, no? Amen. Usain Bolt, he's going to run his first 100-meter sprint, win the world championship. So he dies as he goes over the winning mark so he can get the trophy. No! So when God strengthens your body, I mean, God's church is going to be glorified, hallelujah. Your body's going to be whole. The church is going to be in the wholeness of the presence of the Lord. We're going to walk in his fulfillment. And when your time is up, you're going to know your time is up. You're going to say, saints, I'm saying goodbye. See you. Pastor Fred, yeah, my wife said, don't cry for me. Argentina. Hallelujah. Pastor Fred used to preach that years ago. He used to say, I believe that when my time is up, I'm just going to pull my feet up in my bed, bless my sons, and go. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to start experiencing the glory. Hallelujah. Why am I preaching like this? Because I want you to get a hunger for the glory of God. I want you to get a hunger for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I want you to get ready for the greater things that God wants to do. Come on now. God didn't call the church to have a religious experience, to come to church every Sunday so that we can get preached happy. No. Yeah, the church having such a bad week. Oh, just make it by the skin of their teeth to Sunday. I made it, Pastor. Preach another word. And then the pastor preaches, oh, okay, I'm feel better. Now I can go. Where's Sunday? We don't live from Sunday to Sunday. This is not Survivor. Amen. This is Overcomers. This is from glory to glory. This is grabbing a hold of the new things in God. Hallelujah. Things not seen before. Things not heard before. Things not experienced before. The mighty power of God walking in the highways of God. Hallelujah. 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 The glorified church, the devil runs from them. Amen. Man, that's what God promised us. God said there's going to be such a move of God with this church. There's going to be no place for devils on the bluff. No place. Hallelujah. Not welcome here. Only the Holy Ghost. I'm carrying the glory. I'm carrying His presence. He's beautifying me. He's inhabiting. I'm His inheritance. I'm His dwelling place. This is what I'm being created for. This is my purpose. For such a time as this, I'm set here, hallelujah, amongst the believers, so that the glory of God can be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your faith. I want you to lift your heart. I want you to lift your expectation. I want you to grab a hold of the things that God has prepared. Hallelujah. You know, even if you look at that scripture, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared. And we can say that today you're living that life. Your eyes not seen, your ears not heard. You've never imagined what you... No, that realm is about to break on the church. Woo! My Lord, come quickly. Let it be. Let it be. Let the glory come. Let the presence and the power of God fill the church. Let the church rise up in the power and the glory of God and make the world jealous. Hallelujah. And the fifth truth about His inheritance is that He will possess it. He will fill it. The Bible says in Romans 9:23 that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy. He's about to make the riches of His glory known on the vessels of mercy. Vessels of mercy, lift your hands. Be filled with the riches of His glory. It's a hungry heart that attracts the Holy Ghost. It's a hunger for the things of God that takes you beyond just what the natural can perceive or what we've been expecting, a hunger. Might make known the riches of His glory. Lord, let revelation upon revelation flood the church. Let manifestation upon manifestation of the glory and the presence touch your people. Oh my God. Ma sekenande apone basikende. We long to be clothed upon. We hunger to be clothed with the glory. And we praise you, our God. Stir a hunger, my Father. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Ma tabanegera kisama. Whoa, it's for us, Lord. It's for us. That you've done this marvelous thing. Woo! I want to read that whole verse. Romans 9:23. I think this is the dimension that Paul was walking in. That's why I could speak of it. Woo! It's a dimension in which you see and hear things that's before your time. Never seen, never been revealed. Even illegal to be spoken of. You stepped into that realm of His presence. In the glory is no time. In the glory you step into the fullness. Hallelujah. In faith, in the anointing, you're still in the realms of time drawing things in. But when you're in the glory, you stepped into a realm outside of time. You stepped into the fullness. Woo! It's a realm which in which the saints has access to the fullness of the inheritance. Hallelujah. Shabra sekerabaya. Okay, let me read it. 9. Romans 9:23. That He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy, which He had prepared beforehand for glory. He has prepared you beforehand. For glory. It's what God has planned for your life. Shabro sekerabaya. Oh, just raise your hands. Lord, each and every one. That's that you prepared each and every one beforehand for glory. It's by the mighty power, the mighty blood of Jesus, by the salvation, the deliverance, the preparation, the word, the truths, the revelations of your spirit. Lord, by each and every precious revelation and each thing grabbed and each thing, Lord, taken a hold of an experience in you. I bless every saint. I thank you now. Lord, I command doors to open. I command the realm of the Spirit be opened over their lives, Lord. I declare an open heaven over your saints. An open heaven and access. Woo! There's the downpouring. There's the release of the glory. The release of the revelation of the Spirit of God in each and every life. Prepared beforehand, you've done it, and we praise you, Spirit of God, for your mighty work here today. Shaban keseken tandora banabaya. Hallelujah. Mo tabare gera masia tanamaya. Mo sakabanaba kirebekisam. Oh, these truths are so precious, like I'm eating them, yeah. Man kan san kan shekin san. Oh, Bakira. E pride I sobrosi kin sandai kasamandaya. Ephesians 2:21. In whom also you're built together for inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Oh Lord, we bless and honor you. There's certain things that God can only inhabit once you're built together, once you joined. As a body, that's why where there's unity, the blessing can be commanded. There's something that's happening in this church. God's busy knitting the believers together. You are being built together. Hallelujah. You're being solidified. And the more you're solidified, you're being built together. Shabra sekerabaya. Built together for an habitation. Hallelujah. The church glorified by God. The church unified by His Spirit. The church built and compacted together by that which every member supplies. That speaks for me of a church where every member is active, doing something, involved. built together as habitation of God through the Spirit. My God, we long to know your glory. We thank you. Our hearts are open. Fill me now, Spirit of God, with your glory. We ask for more, Lord. We ask for a greater outpouring. We ask, Lord, that your church be prepared, that, Lord, the time will fall on each and every one of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To whom has been made known the riches of the glory of his inheritance. Shabra sekena maya. Just let your heart be stirred with hunger. Yeah. The Holy Ghost responds to hunger. That's how the glory comes. The glory is a response of hunger. I found the scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 4 that speaks about that hunger for God so accurately. It says, for we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but rather clothed. That mortality might be swallowed up by life. Oh Lord, we are burdened, we yearn. My God, we groan, not to be unclothed, but rather clothed, further clothed. Further clothed, further clothed with your glory, further clothed that mortality might be swallowed up. I bless you, Lord, for the further clothing. Fill us, my God, fill us, my God. Come on, just, I want you to just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just stir your hunger for God. Just call on Him. Oh Lord, we are hungry. Oh Lord, we are thirsty. Oh Lord, to be clothed, further clothed with your glory, with your presence, with your power, with the fullness, with the revelation that comes by your Spirit to make known the riches of your glory. Shabane kerabaya. Shando gobone kerabaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sanda bane kerabaya. That's it. There's a holy move of the Holy Ghost happening right now. There's a wind of the Spirit moving, a refreshing of God falling right now, wherever you are. Be refreshed. That's sabane geba. Just drink, drink. Just receive. Sabane rebesi antai. I see the Spirit of God fall like the fresh dew of heaven on your life. Like a saturating rain falling on every soul, on every heart. Sepena, saturating every life. Sikanabon sekendaramaya. Clothed, further clothed. Ma sekendere mekesiantondoreremaya. That's right, that's right. Just keep drawing. Just keep drawing. Sabande kesiantondoreboya. Saturate, saturate, saturate in the name of Jesus. Be clothed upon. Come into your habitation. Come into your inheritance. Take possession of the place of your pleasure where you are pleased to dwell, O Spirit of God. Sipandake senkenteno mai. Maka sikene koranai. Woo! Shobare vero bora bara bara ban sikentenda botira maya.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.